Well, welcome to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Hi, everyone. John Kane along with Fred Smith. And we've got some great guests to be on the show here this evening. We're going to kick things off with Sue Siljabek, the athletic director for Siena Heights University. Hi, Sue. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great here. Thanks for being on the show. Lots to talk about Saints sports here this evening.
Hey, Sue, this is Coach. First things first, I know you running. I got to just ask an AD question before we get into your great women's basketball program. Because how's things going this fall? Seems like our sports are doing well. And how's athletics progressing up at Siena? Anything you want to talk about or comment on?
We've been off to a good start for the fall. We're getting close to getting into postseason for some of our fall sports. Golf's ended. We're still in the battle for soccer's, both soccer's and volleyball. You know, they're really doing well for us this year. Bowling just started up in winter. Basketballs are starting up. Getting ready to start with wrestling here for our second year, having some matches, and then you know, some of our spring sports have been rolling into just some of those scrimmages and play dates. So, you know, trying to maintain and manage our way through the pandemic still and still be able to put our teams on the field or the court or the alleys and perform at the highest level we can.
Yeah, it is ironic that, you know, every time it's kind of like this pandemic's like a bad rash, you know, every time you think we're getting it. For the first time, I think the other day, I think our football team had a forfeit win.
Fred, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I don't know if it's my microphone on.
There we go. That's better.
Okay. I never know. All right. You know, our football team did not go up to Lawrence Tech. Now, you know, we received a forfeit for that. But still, you know, the kids, they only have 10 games they want to play. But getting back to what you were talking about, it seems like our women's soccer and women's volleyball are really having outstanding years.
Yeah, we were, you know, we were in women's soccer is really playing well. Women's, you know, women's volleyball, I think they were in, before the weekend, they were in the top, you know, top two. I think we took two losses out there. The second one was without without Kim Barrington. She was taking care of some family matters. But needless to say, our staff's talented, you know, with or without her. And so I don't know where we slipped yet. I hadn't taken a look at the rankings for that. And I know we don't talk too much about you know, you said women's sports, but men's soccer, they're sitting 5-5-1. So Drew's really, you know, taking a little time, but really turning around that program for our men's soccer.
Yeah, since we last talked, I think we had them on 2-3 weeks ago, and I think they've won a few in a row, and that is great to hear. And I think our women, like you said, our women's volleyball took that hated Grand Rapids trip. I shouldn't say that. We always like to go to Grand Rapids, great city, but man, it's tough to win up there, as we all know. Listen, if we don't mind, I know you're also, I don't know how you do it, how many hands you got, but you got a lot of them, because I know you're right in the middle of basketball preparation. How's your team looking so far?
Well, if you would have asked me before practice today, I would have said we were looking pretty good. We had a pretty good, a really good scrimmage. You know, I know it's a scrimmage exhibition. I never would have thought it, you know, beat Huntington, always a good team, by over 20.
That's awesome.
On Saturday, and just really moved the ball well and ran well. Have to work on a few things defensively. Our boxing out's not really strong. But we have some good young people that have stepped up, and we can go really deep this year. So they look to be exciting. You know, just got to stay on them and, you know, fix a few of those things, hopefully. And we open up on the first, so Monday we get a good look at them. I told them today it's not, you know, it's for real now. There's no more exhibitions and scrimmages, and they all go on our record.
Who do we open up with, Coach?
Grace Christian out of Grand Rapids.
Okay, and then and what's really difficult is Given that I think we're what 11 or 12 team conference,
we have 11. We have a 11 conference.
Yeah, Cleary does not play basketball, right?
Correct.
So you know we're playing conference games in November, so probably your third or fourth or fifth game will be a conference game, isn't that right? I got your schedule here.
Yeah, I think it's Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. Maybe Madonna. So we go. I think we go Grace Christian, and we are in Lawrence Tech's tournament. We play Grace College out of Winona Lake. I think Winona Lake.
Right.
And then we play Ava Maria out of Florida on that. I think it's that Saturday, Sunday, and then we come back to that Wednesday at Madonna. And then, ironically, that 13th is going to be a busy day for us on campus. We have football, and then we go doubleheader with basketball. And I'm not sure if anything else. I have to look.
Yeah, maybe playoff soccer. Yeah, gosh, I don't. I guess I remember those days, but fondly. But now I don't have to live them anymore, Coach, like you do. But there's certainly 18-hour days. What a great scrimmage then. In an exhibition scrimmage, whatever, Huntington, which is a very competitive NAIA team out of Indiana, out of the Crossroads League. You said you handled them. Who played well for you?
It's really kind of a team. It was good if you look at the stat sheet. But actually, the one lady I have sitting in here with us, Shakaya Parker, came out and really lit us on fire to start with behind the three. And Coach Smith, you're going to have to grill her and ask her how her defense is coming along here. Which it is. She can. You've seen her last year. She can be a lockdown defender. She chooses. And then, of course, Peyton Banks came in and contributed some. Iona Wan, Allie Miner, even Madison Hamilton. And we had a couple young people really step up and fill in some of those roles. So it was, I was pleasantly surprised because we went down there last year and got smacked, to say the least.
Well, Shakaya is going to be a key player for you because we need that scoring on the perimeter to replace I forgot her name from Blissfield. Kelsey Wyman. Oh, boy, the Wyman's going to be happy with me, right? How could I forget Kelsey Wyman? But Kelsey,
that's okay. She should have come back, so, that's okay. She'll listen to this, and we'll let her know that.
Well, Kelsey graduated, had opportunity for a fifth year, but she was a heck of an offensive player. So Shakaya is that type of person that can really help us, and it's great to see her get off to a good start. We can't wait to talk to her. Who did you start at the other interior position with Peyton?
A senior for us, Madison Hamilton.
Yes, I remember Madison.
Been in our program from Wyandotte downriver.
Right.
Played behind some really good post players that we had, Peyton, Demi, some of those solid players, Shelby, that, is no longer in our program now. So she actually has an opportunity, and she's doing a lot with it,
One of the keys to the program, the strong program you built, I think you've been to, I hope I'm not shortchanging you, four NAIA national tournaments?
The fifth year was the year of the COVID, so that was
Yeah, it would have been five last year. You were out there but didn't play.
No,
that's
no.
Right. Or 2 years ago.
We got to play in 1920. We lost. We came back home and the world shut down.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, the strong program you've built has been on not only great players, but great depth in your program. And this is a year you're going to need that depth because, with the possible fifth-year type things, we lost not only Kelsey, but two other players that, could have played for us this year.
The pandemic, people finding their way through, it's changed a lot, just different people's way. But it has been, that's what's been really exciting is that we have people stepping up too. And, Shaq's moving, Shakaya's moving into more of a go-to player, go-to role. Had the ability all along, but now she's moving in that. You had some good, really good young kids coming up. Eva Elcock, freshman, a sophomore now from Tecumseh. Olivia DeLong from kind of the Saginaw area seminar, I think it was the Lutheran Seminary. Hadley Gratz and Jillian Gelsel Jillian's from Ida and Hadley's from Airport. So some of these kids are coming back, and then hopefully we're counting on hopefully Anaya Powell to come back, which she was not with us last year. She sat out last year, and hoping to get her back on the floor soon too. So and then we lost Allie Miner, two-thirds of the way through the season, half the way to the season of last year, and she's been back and knocking on wood, and healthy. So we've got a lot of experience, and it's really exciting now that some of these people, have their chance and have an opportunity to move into a different role or even into a position to contribute.
Yeah, and one of the things, Coach, that you guys have always, had a set lineup going in to the season, and last year when you lost your point guard, Ayanna Powell, and you had two other young point guards really step up. So now, I don't want to say you have a glut. You have a lot of experience there at point guard. Talk about that position and how you're going to play these people who all got experienced and all look pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because, and we lost Allie Miner. Like I said, we were actually on our third point guard technically last year. And so you have Anaya Powell, Allie Miner, and Iana Wan, who was all freshman team last year. And even, I think Shaq's sitting there with me. I think she even played some point guard last year. So we definitely, another downside to the weekend is we had a little bit too many turnovers. But I was like, I challenged him. I'm like, man, we shouldn't be turning the ball over when we technically have 3.5 point guards on the floor. But we really pushed the ball, and we got out and ran a lot, and we're going to continue to do that. But we're going to have those guards on the floor together at the same time. That's the good thing. Like, they're combo guards. We're really moving them into some combo guards. Probably Anaya Powell, just being 5'2", she'll probably be our truest point guard in that position. Meaning that she'll get, when she's in, she'll that's her override. She'll probably be there. But we have the ability to play so many of them, at the same time together, and we're just getting out and running, and whoever has it could take it. So it seems like it's making us a lot quicker.
You're without Anaya last year, and you're right, she's just one of these young ladies that, and I've seen her play obviously numerous times, not only just because I'm a fan, but because when we broadcast you, which we're going to do, I think, about 8 times this year, but she was a young lady that just grew into her position as a leader, a good defender, and ball handler. I guess my question more than anything else is for you, is there any big style change? You've always been pretty innovative, but your stock has been that good man-to-man pack defense and, a variety of offense. But is there any style changes or anything new, as long as Grace Christian doesn't hear this broadcast, that you want to talk about
waves? We started pressing a little sooner this year. Usually it's something we put in later, so we've been working on it. It's not good yet. We'll go there. We'll probably try to do a little bit more of a half-court summit sometime. I think last year we took a huge step in our speed. I think we averaged around 70 points a game last year. And I think you're going to see... So I think you're going to see a lot faster team. I don't know if we're technically faster or we're just running the lanes a little bit harder. So I think you'll see some of those style change. We've been working on a 4-out-1-in. And I really thought, to be honest, Fred, I thought we were going to really see more of that dribble drive stuff for us. Because we have so many guards and we really do go deep, and I didn't know that we would go this deep with our post players, so we'll have the option to do both of them. And we ran a little bit of it last year, and we're going to come back to it some. So I think some of those things will be exciting for us. And not too much of a change. You'll see a few tweaks here and there. I'll be honest, I thought it was, and I don't say this, and I wish I had Shaq calling separately because she's going to hear me brag on him, but they were really fun to watch on Saturday. I mean, they got out and we ran, and, we didn't make all the greatest choices, but for the most part, majority of them were good, and we defend it well enough. We do need to, I'm always going to say we need to defend better and harder and stronger, but we really got out in our execution. We shared the ball And we started doing that a little bit last year, but really shared the ball. I mean, just making that extra pass. And I don't think we've had that as much. We just have really good court vision. And maybe it's because we have, like I said, so many point guards on the floor.
You know, I want to, Coach, just if you could take a second to talk about if you're having a tournament this year, one. Two, if you're taking a trip. And then the third part of this question is, who is expected to be the powers in the league and where are we picked? And then I'll...
Yeah, we are having our usual Thanksgiving tournament. Saturday, Sunday, we'll be home. We have Governor's State. We're playing a classic. I traded out with my former player, Grace Howergan, who's at Lawrence Tech. So I'm going up to hers for a classic. We're not playing each other. She's coming to mine. So Governor's State, Shawnee State, Lawrence Tech, and us. So that will be a great battle for us. So we'll come there. We are scheduled to take a trip. I'm getting nervous, but we are scheduled to go to Hawaii.
Oh,
we
great.
We fundraised really, really hard up at Michigan National Speedway. We did the race and the faster horses. Obviously, just making sure we're in line and everything's safe and healthy for us to travel. And then, what was your last question? I'm sorry.
The league. Where were we? Who was picked?
For who we lost, I could understand it, but we were picked third. Indiana Tech was picked first again. They returned a lot of their players. Rochester was picked second, I believe. They won the league in the abbreviated version.
Right.
They didn't play Indiana Tech twice. They didn't play us twice, for the record. They didn't play even Concordia twice. So they were on the other side, ended up winning, getting the regular season one. Indiana Tech won the conference tournament. So they were there. But they return a good group. They graduated quite a couple players, but they also got a D1 transfer in, so that's always tough. And then 1, 2, and 3, and I'm not sure. Aquinas is down there. I forget who else is underneath us to come in. But from start to finish, I think it will be a battle in our league because this COVID years, the kids have come back, transfers have come in. It's going to be a tough league to play in. We have to be ready every single night.
Sue, I don't have too many questions. I mean, Fred pretty well covered it. One of my questions for you, though, is with the 3.5 point guards and the tempo that you're playing, are you going to try and own the final 10 minutes of the game?
Well, I hope we have it done before the final 10 minutes of the game. I'm hoping to own the first 10, the second 10, and all of it.
Okay, especially the final 10
yeah.
minutes.
We've been, to be honest, our team has been usually very good down the line. You know, we understand time and score. We talk about it. We run for it at times. We practice it, end the shot clocks. We were just today, we were already working on late game situations. Now, whether we hit some shots and different things like that, but our hope is that we get stronger as the game goes on and, we're disciplined to finish it out. And I think we will because I think we really have some great basketball court sense on the floor returning. So I'm hoping that we do, so I'm going to say yes. But if not, I won't be happy about that for sure.
Well, it sounds to me like, after this latest scrimmage, the last practice notwithstanding, that you're certainly moving in the direction that you want the team to go.
I would think so, but like I said, this is like sometimes a loss. You're coming off the practice floor today, and I felt like we lost the basketball game just because we weren't at the level. And I think that's the big thing we're battling, is being at that level consistently. We revved up for the first home scrimmage. What they have to learn and understand is that you come out against a great Grace Christian or whomever is the first opponent, and you're flat. You could go down easily 10 or 15, and good. You can't climb out of that hole. And I'm not sure that they, it's still early, and I hope we don't have to learn a tough lesson from that before that happens, and that's what I'm trying to teach them. And so hopefully we can fix some of that. But I also know, and Fred will testify, I have a high expectation on a daily practice, so...
Well, and of course, with the depth that you have on the squad this year, it always comes in handy because it really is a long, grueling season.
It is. You know, I say long and grueling, but I think this group has fun together and they like to hang out and they love to play basketball. So I really sense the people. You know, I'm talking about the group that's really here and there because, you know, we have obviously varsity JV kids and, you know, but the group that we put together so far and even in the past, they started grinding over the summer. You know, and like I said, I mean, we had a couple kids stay up this summer. Eva Alcott, Julian Gelso had great summers. Hadley and Nea Paul. And Shakaya goes home. She has a trainer. She trains with, two, three times. I mean, she's been serious about basketball from the jump. And so, you know, it is long and grueling, but it's year-round for them. And this kind of becomes the fun part. The long and grueling part for them, I think, was conditioning and stuff. And they get along and they like each other. And I don't think it's not as long and as grueling when you enjoy being with the people that you're playing with and your teammates and your coaches, staff, and they might not feel that way about me, but maybe each other. So,
well, I just want to say, you know, congratulations so far on the fall sports. I mean, the Saints have racked up a number of WAC awards, weekly awards. It was like every week it was somebody. So, and as we said before, especially soccer and volleyball. So congratulations on the fall sports success.
Thank you.
So, actually, Sue, I think we're going to take a break here. And when we come back from the break, we're going to get a chance to talk to Shakaya, right?
Yep, she's right here. We'll switch on a soft seat with her.
All right. We're going to be back right after this break. You're listening to Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Siena Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. And right now we'd like to welcome Shakaya Parker into the show here this evening. Hi, Shakaya.
Hi.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Shakaya, this is Coach Smith, Fred Smith. I worked at Siena a long time, and I seen you play numerous times. But first of all, congratulations on at least a good start. Coach said
I'm sorry, ball. I can't hear you.
All right, I'm going to try to talk louder here. I don't know what's I can hear it now better. You can hear me now better, right? I think I got my thing turned up. I hear it in my anyhow, congratulations on a good start. I heard you played well in the scrimmage against Huntington, and the team's really going to be dependent on you this year to provide some offense and defense for the Saints.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, where you went to high school, how you found out about Siena, Shakaya.
So I went to Northview High School in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And Coach Nye, the assistant coach, is like, you know, a coach here. She's from Grand Rapids as well. And she was cool with my AAU coach, and she came out and seen me. And then they brought me up here for a visit, and I got an offer.
Yeah, I remember Nye well when she played here, so I know she's done a great job in helping us get some Grand Rapids people in the program. It says you're looking at studying, maybe you're undecided, but possible health, or, you know, where do you think you're going to go academically at Siena?
Right now I'm a healthcare management major with a minor in psychology.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good. So to talk about your team, I mean, obviously losing Wyman has created a little bit of a hole, an offensive hole there for our team. But how's the attitude of the team right now? And tell us about your early season workouts and how everybody's doing.
I think in the early season, I think the attitude started off rough, but we ended up addressing that, and people are now having, like, more positive attitude towards each other. So things are being handled better, you know, like if someone messes up or something. And the workouts were tough, but we got through it, and we had our scrimmage, and I think everybody's having a better time now that we get, you know, get to play games, which are, like, rewards for us.
Yeah, Shakai, I coached for a long, long time at Siena, and the dog days are tough in October because you're banging at each other so much. But on the same time, you know, you got to kind of go through this to get ready for, you know, when the games come, they're going to come hot and heavy. Tell us about the strengths of your game. What do you think you do best, and what do you think you need to work on?
I think I'm a really great shooter outside. I can defend well, you know, like Coach Sue says, when I want to. And I think I can work on my free throws a little more. They're getting better from last year, though. And I can also work on my right hand.
Right, right. So, how, you know, you have a number of perimeter players that have played the point guard position, Ayana and some of the other ladies. Has it been hard to figure out how to work with all the, you know, the different possibilities we have at the one and two position?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty smooth, like, with point guards coming in and out, like, subbing, you know.
Yeah, and you know, that the one good thing that'll give you will be a lot of depth at people that can handle the ball. And if, as we see the game now, both men and women, it's a fast game. It's really dominated a lot by your guard play, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know the you know, I know Sienna's always had a trademark of getting that ball inside. But in order for them to do that, you've got to be able to, you know, make some shots from the perimeter. So my next question, I guess, is tell us a little bit about, you know, you as a leader. Have you felt yourself becoming more of a leader on the team, or are you just going to see how that you're going to let your performance do the leading?
I feel like I have. I think I could be, you know, louder on the court at times. But I do think that the team, like, depends on me and they look over to me, like, in tough times and stuff sometimes.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I know Coach is really excited about you. She, you know, I know Coach. She doesn't want you to get a big head or anything, but And I've watched you play, and I really think you could really have a great, great year this year. And I'm really looking forward. We're going to have the Lady Saints and the Men Saints on the radio 8 or 9 times this year, so we're going to get a chance to see you play. But I want to wish you a lot of luck and congratulate you on a good start. And I'm going to turn you back over to John here.
Thank you.
Shekiah, you talk to us a little bit about what the team did right in the scrimmage with Huntington and what you guys, what you yourself were able to do because it sounded like you guys had a pretty good day at the office.
Yeah, we did.
Can you kind of elaborate as to what the team was doing well and maybe what you yourself were doing well in that scrimmage?
I think we moved the ball very well inside and outside. I think our point guards were able to push the ball more than usual, like we had a lot of fast breaks. We did an okay job at rebounding. I think it could have been better, though. And I think our help defense was there for the most part.
Can you tell me, were you guys able to create opportunities in transition against Huntington in that scrimmage?
I actually had a great pass from Allie Miner that got me an N1.
Okay, so there you guys. And so you guys are probably, are you looking to get to the rim? I mean, really, when you have the ball even down at the other end, if you can get out on the break.
Yeah, we're looking to take it to the rim. You know, our post got them coming down a little slower than usual so that the guards can have a chance to attack.
And like we said before, the game really at all levels is kind of revolving more into a speed game and a guard-centric game and being able to try and take advantage of mismatches. Now, can you talk to me a little bit about, you know, when you're on the floor and you've got the ball, what your approach is in trying to get everybody involved in the offense when you've got the ball?
Well, when I have the ball, that's a tough question.
Well, I know you're trying to, you know, there's got to be times when you're trying to get the ball down low because you really got to get some points in the paint in order to open up the outside shooting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so we have like a lot of, we set a lot of down screens, and we look to pass in a post, bring one post up, and that opens up the center. And then if it's not open, our post has a chance to kick out for a shot to, you know, a guard.
Okay, so another question I got for you. Even when you don't happen to be in the lineup, you might be on the bench taking a breather, are you looking for possible ways that you might be able to exploit a mismatch when you get back out onto the floor?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm always, you know, watching a game, seeing, like, what the other team is doing and, like, what could possibly open up for me when I'm on the court.
So when you've got the ball, as when you're working the point, normally do you like to come down and set up in the middle, or are you on the wing, or what do you normally like to set up in?
I don't usually run point.
Oh, okay. So are you trying to get an opening and look for your shot?
Yeah, I'm coming off screens to come and shoot the ball.
So when you're coming off the screens, do you have any kind of a favorite? I mean, do you want to shoot the three, or you just, when you come off a screen, are you looking to try and go to the iron?
Most of the time I'm looking to shoot the three, but if I'm being trailed, that gives me a chance to go and go to the paint.
So, and like I said, I imagine even when you're not on the court, you can perhaps take a look at the opponent who's defending you and or defending you most of the time, and maybe look for an advantage.
Yeah, for sure.
So do you think that you for the most part, most of the time, you have perhaps a quickness edge on your defender?
Yeah, I think I'm one of the more faster guards.
Okay, and so you can act, you know, and you get down. What do you wind up normally doing when you get out on the break? You're coming down on a wing. Is that where you're usually at on the floor?
Yeah, so fast breaks, I'll run wide. And if the layup's not there, like, you know, if the paint is crowded and I'm open for the three, I'll even shoot the three in transition.
Okay, so do you prefer one wing over the other on the floor? No?
To start on the right side, because it gives me a chance to attack middle with my left hand.
Okay, so yeah, that's the thing. I wasn't sure. You mentioned that earlier on. You were working on, you said one of the things that, you know, of course you're working on is the right hand. So are you you're a left-hand shooter?
No, I'm actually right-handed. I just penetrate better to my left.
Oh, well, that's a thing, you know, that's a thing you can exploit as well, you know, to be able to, because, you know, a lot of times your opponent might want to overplay you slightly to the right side since you're a right-handed shooter, and that might give you just a little bit of an edge going the other way.
Yeah, until they get some film and realize that I actually go better left, they try to overplay my left hand, so that's why I need to work on my right.
Okay, well, you know, You sounds like you're having a great preseason with the girls, and you know, I just want to wish you the best of luck. It's going to be a great season, as usual in the league. It's going to be, you know, it'll be tough, but you'll get opportunities to match up against some of the Saints' big rivals. I guess Indiana Tech is right up there near the top, right?
Number one right now.
So it'd be great to knock them off this year.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we don't want, you know, we'll just have you look forward to the first game coming up next week. How's that?
Yeah, Grace Christian.
Okay. Well, Shakaya, I want to thank you for being on the show here. We got to take a break. I want to thank you for being on the show, and we want to wish you and all your teammates all the best here in the upcoming season for Siena Heights.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right, that was Shakaya Parker, and we're going to be back right after this break. We're going to have upcoming our next guest, Chandler Levitt. So keep it tuned here on Saints Sports Weekly on 96.5 The Cave and 965 The Cave. Siennahights.com.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Right now, we'd like to welcome in Chandler Levitt into the show. Hi, Chandler. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, Chandler. This is Coach Smith. I talked to you briefly early, and it's just a real pleasure to hear your voice again. One of our great players of one of the people that really was responsible for making this one of the top NAIA programs in Michigan, Midwest, and even in the nation. So first of all, Chandler, I know, tell us where you went to high school and what years you played at Siena for our audience.
Okay, well, wow. First of all, thank you for the compliment. I will say Siena Heights definitely changed my life for the better, but I went to high school at Waterford Kettering in Waterford, Michigan, and I grew up in White Lake, Michigan, and I went to Siena Heights to play basketball for Coach Sue in the year 2009, and I graduated in 2013.
You know, and I know we all know, at least I do, because I've seen you play, I don't know how many, countless times, but you had an older sister here, too, who was kind of a even more of a trailblazer than you were. I think she's a few years older, Tansy. So Tansy was here, what, 2-3 years ahead of you?
Yes, sir. So she was a senior when I came in as a freshman, and luckily she's a little bit shorter than me, so we played different positions, so we're competitive in all aspects of our lives, but in terms of playing time, that wasn't a competition. We got to play together, which was really awesome.
Talk about your recruiting a little bit when you were at Kettering in general. What options did you have other than Siena, and what really turned the trick for you to become a Saint?
Well, I wanted to do all that I could to not follow in my sister's footsteps. So if I'm being completely transparent, I would say Siena Heights was last on my list during my recruiting phase. And that's simply just because I didn't want to follow my big sister. So I had almost said yes and signed with Carthage College, which is a Division III school in Wisconsin. And I had taken a ton of visits to different schools, mostly NIA and Division III. And I was looking for a place that I could call home for the next 4 years, somewhere that would challenge me. And I was definitely looking for a good team, and the culture was important. And I will tell you, I put Siena Heights last on my list, but Coach Sue was the reason that I decided to go to Siena Heights. Because my sister had already been there, we were very familiar with Coach Sue's coaching style and her program, and so I was obviously a big fan of that because I think that I watched my sister transform into a successful adult being on her team. And so it was last minute, and I went with my gut, and I decided Coach Sue had shown up to a ton of my high school games. She was already supportive before I was even on her team, and that's what I decided to go with.
Well, I've got to say, as being the athletic director at the time, I know that Coach Sue, she is a dogged recruiter, and it's hard to say no to, believe me. I know that better than anybody, but the Leavitt family is one of the major reasons why over the last 10 years the Saints have averaged almost 24 wins a season. I think we've been to 5 national tournaments. Did you ever get to, I'm trying to remember, I should know this, did your team get to the national tournament?
Yes, sir.
I thought they did.
Team that went.
That's
and
right. Yeah.
I do have to pause you there and just give a shout out to my mom. She's listening in right now. So when you talk about her family being supportive, she's still supporting me as I'm in my 30s now. So she's listening in Detroit right now. So shout out to my mom.
Oh, that's great to hear. And I tell you, you know, you guys, you and Tansy are the best. This is a real thrill for me to even interview you. But I found out you're not in the area anymore. You're down in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tell our audience about what's happened since graduation and your career path up to this point.
Oh man, it's been a lot of figuring out life post college basketball, I would say, and I think a lot of athletes go through a similar experience, but you really start to identify yourself as a basketball player. And so when you're done being an athlete, it's really tough to find your space in the world and kind of match the success that you had as an athlete and the spot that you had on a team with collaboration. And so I've been through a lot of trial and error trying to figure it out. I think I've finally, for the most part, figured out my life. But I started as a graduate assistant at a Division III school in Ohio, and quickly realized that coaching basketball long-term was not for me.
I remember that.
Yeah. And it was a great experience. I learned a lot, but I'm a player, and so it was hard for me to be on the sidelines as a coach. And so I have mad respect for coaches out there. That's a tough job. And so from there, I transitioned, and I moved to Orlando, Florida, where I taught seventh grade science. I earned my Bachelor of Science degree in biology from Siena. And so I moved to Florida, and I taught seventh grade science, which was a blast. But again, that wasn't something that I could see in my long-term future. So I spent a couple years doing that and then ended up moving back up to Michigan to take a career in medical device sales. And that is what I'm currently doing with the same company that I accepted an offer from at that time called Intuitive Surgical. So I work with the Da Vinci robot, and we do soft tissue surgeries within the abdomen. And so after moving to Michigan and meeting my current boyfriend, he took a promotion down in North Carolina, and I worked out with my company, and I decided to make the move as well. And so now we're down here living together, working for the same company, and having a great time.
Oh, that's what a great story. And I think you're very candid about, you know, the transition. And it sounds like you, no question that you would do well. You're not only a great player, just an outstanding person. One of the things that I remember about you and your sister, and especially you, you made some very close friends. I mean, you guys were... You had some friends that were, very close to. Are you still in touch with some of those teammates and those friends?
Oh yes, we have a group text. we probably text every day, if not every other day. They're still very close. I've been in all of their weddings up to this point. I've been part of their experiences giving childbirth and becoming mothers, and they're some of my best friends. I actually lived with Aaron Cassidy, who was at my sister's class, but she was also my coach for my last 2 years. And then I lived with her as a roommate in my adulthood, I guess, if you will. And we live in Toledo together. So I have some lifelong friends from Siena, that's for sure.
You know, that's one of the great things about small colleges is the ability, I'm a product of a small college too, and you know, you really have a tendency to get close with people, and you can really create those relationships. And you are right about the culture of the women's basketball program. It is one that is probably one of the most powerful we have on our campus athletically, and not only because they win, but because of their togetherness and, just the type of young ladies that are in that program. And a lot has to do with you and Tansy. So congratulations there for sure. Hey, when's the last time you've been to campus?
It's actually been a few years, which I'm embarrassed to say, but life gets crazy. You move to different states. And so I know you all just had your homecoming weekend, which I had a ton of friends attend, but I have not been for a few years.
Well, you know, you're down in Raleigh, and that's a great city down there, but it's, quite a drive. Well, I am just so pleased to talk to you, and we didn't get to tell our audience what a great player you were. I mean, that isn't why we're here. I'm just so happy you're on. I'm going to turn you over to the head of the show here, John Kane. But thanks. Awesome. It's great staying in touch. And I hope to see you soon. I miss you all. I miss your whole family.
Well, you know, Chandler, I'm not nearly as familiar as Coach Smith is with your career at Siena. I am a little curious. Can you tell me a little bit about how that first year went while your big sis was still there?
So it's an adjustment going from being a high school athlete into college. It's just totally next level challenges and commitment and dedication. And so a lot of your first year, you're kind of figuring it out, but you're also competing against the rest of your class, which as you start out is a pretty large number. And so we had a JV and a varsity team, and so you're kind of competing, but at the same time, you're making these friends through these really challenging moments. And when I say challenging, I mean getting up at 5 a.m. to go to conditioning and you know, 3-hour practices and then study hall. It's a really big commitment. And so the first year having my sister there, I would say was probably a lot easier for me than most of my teammates because I had family that had been through it. And so I kind of knew what to expect. But at the same time, on the flip side, I also felt like she had had a really strong, good reputation at that point. And so I didn't want to let her down. And so not only just having to live up to my own standards, but making sure that she was proud to have her little sister on campus and on the team, that was something that was always in the back of my mind. But I mean, I don't have enough time to explain all of the funny situations and the challenging situations, but in a nutshell, it was the best experience of my life being with my sister there.
And was it, did you two actually have play the 1 year you were together in high school?
No, sir. So in high school, I was still on the JV team as she was on the varsity team when she was a senior and I was a freshman. And then transitioning into college, I was able to earn a spot on the varsity team. And we were able to start together. I played small forward and she played a three guard. And so we got to start together and play some major minutes together. And that was a really new experience. We hadn't done that. And I know that I'm not sure what kind of time we have, but I do want to tell one story, John, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
So I'm not sure if anyone listening is familiar with the world of basketball at practice, but running sprints is a punishment of sorts. And so we had this very familiar setup of running sprints, which was called 16s, and you run horizontally the length of the court 16 times. And it was one of those practices where Coach Sue was really upset with the team, and we weren't doing something right. I can't remember what it was this time, but we were running 16 touches back to back to back, and everyone's dying, and I had this wave of confidence as a freshman that I'm not sure if that came from having a sister on the team or if I was just a silly freshman. But I can remember standing on the opposite sideline from Coach Sue as she's telling us to line up again because we're getting ready to run another set. And for some reason, you know, I look down the sideline and everyone's on their knees, everyone's trying to breathe, and I see Coach Sue's face, like, I can just tell we're going to run a bunch more. And I raise my hand and I shout out, can we get a free throw? And usually when we do free throws, if we make them, that kind of gets us out of the sprint. You know, he'll say, all right, we'll take a free throw. And if you miss it, you get back on the line. If you make it, that wraps up.
Hang on. Keep going. Okay, we just hit the 7 o'clock hour, so it'll be a second here. We want to finish your story as soon as we get through this, okay? Hang in there.
He's live. He's nationwide.
All right, there we go. We're through that now. So continue on with your story. You were interrupted as, can we get a free throw?
Yeah, so I asked for a free throw, which was some insane courage at the time as a freshman. And I can remember my sister, her hands on her knees and kind of looking at me in slow motion, like, what in the world did you say? And I look at Coach Sue, and Coach Sue is like, you know, cocks her head at me and is like, we got a freshman asking for free throws? And so it was just, that was one of our favorite stories. I think Coach Sue told that at my senior banquet, and that just was the start to a crazy 4 years. But I remember that story being so funny, and looking afterwards, I was like, gosh darn it, why did I think that was okay? So good times.
Well, Chandler, I want to thank you so much for being on the show and relating stories about yourself and your sister and the team and Siena Heights University. We want to wish you all the best in the coming days ahead. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, good luck, and I hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Coach Smith.
All right, that's the show for this evening. Oh, we went over time again. Boy, that kind of happens every once in a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So anyway, you've been listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.